Former President Donald Trump will face an impeachment trial in the Senate soon, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Senator Chuck Schumer broke the news.
The articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
And that will launch former President Trump's impeachment trial on a charge of inciting the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building that led to 5 deaths.
A trial will be held in the United States Senate, and there will be a vote whether to convict the president.
The schedule ahead is still uncertain, but we've learned the former President Trump is now assembling his defense team. Members of his past legal teams have indicated they do not plan to work on this case. I'm Rita Foley.
The U.S. Senate confirmed retired General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense Friday, the second cabinet nominee of new President Joe Biden to gain approval and the first African-American to lead the Pentagon. Austin sailed through with overwhelming support from both Biden's Democrats and opposition Republicans, who voted 93-2 in his favor. The retired four-star general will be the first African-American to lead the Department of Defense and takes on the job as the Pentagon sees the need for greater efforts to root out racism in the ranks and give more opportunities for leadership positions to minorities. Russia and the United States have until February 5th to prolong a key agreement to curb their nuclear arsenals, the last remaining arms reduction pact between the former Cold War rivals. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed the extension of the nuclear arms treaty, even as he's asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference in the 2020 election, and other actions, the press secretary told reporters. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty. This is VOA News. A senior European Union official told Russian President Vladimir Putin by telephone Friday to release opposition politician Alexei Navalny and demanded an investigation into the Kremlin critic's poisoning last August. Navalny was detained in Russia Sunday after flying home from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with what tests conducted at a German military laboratory showed was a military-grade nerve agent. European Council President Charles Michel chairs EU summit and wrote on Twitter that the EU is, quote, united in its condemnation of Alexei Navalny's detention and calls for his immediate release, end quote. The Israeli army shot down an unmanned aircraft it said had entered its airspace from Lebanon, the military said Friday, hours after a strike in Syria attributed to the Jewish state. The army said the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, quote, will continue to operate in order to prevent any attempt to violate Israeli sovereignty, end quote, without providing further information on the drone. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach and local organizers are pushing back against reports that the postponed Tokyo Olympics will be canceled. AP correspondent Charles Dedel-Desma has the story.
Now set to open July 23, the Tokyo Games were put off 10 months ago and now appears under threat again. The Times of London, citing unidentified government sources, has printed the Games will have to be cancelled. In a statement, the local organising committee, not addressing directly the Times story, says the Olympics are going forward and has the support of Japan's Prime Minister. While on Thursday, Bach said, we have at this moment no reason whatsoever to believe the Games in Tokyo will not open on the 23rd of July. I'm Charles Dedel-Desma.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Friday China had approved delivery of a second consignment of the CoronaVac vaccine produced by Sinovac Biotech, and 10 million doses could arrive in Turkey by the weekend. Turkey has already received an initial consignment of 3 million doses and has so far vaccinated just over 1.1 million people, mostly healthy workers and elderly people. Ukrainian authorities detained 4 people Friday in connection to a nursing home fire as the country announced a national day of mourning for the victims of the blaze. The fire broke out Thursday on the second floor of an illegal care home in Kharkiv, the second largest city of the ex-Soviet republic, killing 15 people and injuring several others. Hank Aaron, the baseball great who defied racist hatred to break Babe Ruth's cherished Major League Baseball home run record, died Friday. He was 86. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.